The first, obviously, is the appropriations bills necessary to implement the budget deal. Whether or not we'll get all of those done by the 15th or we'll need some form of a short-term CR, little hard to know at this point, but that's the goal we're working for. The second, obviously, is the farm bill. We're very hopeful that will come to the floor either this week or next week. And then the third item, obviously, is going to be the unemployment insurance extension. So we've got three fairly significant issues to resolve. I'll be directly involved in the first because that will be an appropriations committee activity. And I'm hopeful that we will be able to do a series of common sense bills that get the job done.
How optimistic are you that Congress will actually get some work completed?
My optimism is tempered because I think we need to see how these first couple of items play out. I think if the Republicans deliver about 150 votes for the farm bill and for whatever omnibus appropriations bill that we put on the floor, then I think we're marching down the right road. If we revert back to very limited Republican participation in those votes, then I think we're likely to see more gridlock. But I'm hopeful the former is what happens.
Are you concerned then about any sort of problem with a debt ceiling or a government shutdown could potentially loom again?
Well, I think we'll know much more about that likelihood depending upon how those couple of votes go. So if you see bills that are being passed with over 300 votes, relatively evenly split between Democrats and Republicans, then I think we've really jumped across that river and are in a position to eliminate that divide on a going forward basis.
The farm bill you mentioned, that's been lingering for so long. It should have been passed in September of 2012. Do you think we will actually get it passed?
The reports that I'm hearing out of Washington indicate that they are very close to a complete deal. That is, at least the conference committee is. Then obviously it has to come back to the House. And that is going to be one of those pieces of legislation that we're going to look very carefully at as to how the other side of the aisle responds to it. I think it's very important that they get 150 votes along with 150 Democrats to move that bill. I think that that's a very important national message to send that, in fact, Congress can compromise and get things done.
What has to be retained in the farm bill for you to support it?
We need to see the Dairy Security Act included. We need to see a much less reduction in food stamps than the $40 billion that the House passed. We need to be closer to the Senate $4.5 billion. I would like to see, from my perspective, a couple of pieces of legislation that I have in there carried forward. Those include an amendment to FSA to make lending to family farms easier and an apple export piece also included to make the exportation cheaper for apples. You know, we get a couple of those things done. We have another provision regarding maple syrup production. So we've got a couple of things that I'd like to see, but the critical pieces are clearly the Dairy Security Act and food stamps.
The Hill, in their online publication, one of their headlines is "The Battle Over Unemployment Insurance Will Consume the Start of 2014 on Capitol Hill." Do you agree with that headline?
What seems to be happening is this is becoming another one of those divisive issues that people are throwing oil on the fire to see if they can light it up just a little bit more. I'm, again, hopeful that people will sit down, talk about this, look at what the economic impact is, what the level of hardship that they're creating for people who have lost their unemployment insurance, and make a decision that is sound economically and also that takes into account the hardship that's being imposed.
And I want to ask you something that is mostly state-oriented, but there is some federal umbrella with it. Words come out within the last day or so that Governor Cuomo plans to use his executive powers to allow 20 hospitals in the state to dispense medical marijuana. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I don't have any objection to that. I think that that makes sense. If people are suffering and there is a substance that will help them, that can be controlled adequately, then I think it makes great sense to do that. And I think running it through the hospital system is an excellent idea. I think it shows a good thought process by the governor. The hospital industry is very heavily regulated, so it'll be easy to insert regulations. Hospitals have pharmacies that are controlled, again, very tightly. So there's a whole system set up that will allow that to happen in a way that allows people who have significant issues to receive medical marijuana. And obviously, many, many states are now moving in that direction. And I'm hopeful that New York will be successful in that and that the federal government will take the appropriate view.
When will the federal government catch up with the states?
That's a very good question. I don't think that at this point that's likely to happen. However, if the federal government stands aside and allows states to distribute medical marijuana on a controlled basis, then I think that's okay.
Congressman Owens will continue the conversation tomorrow, focusing on the Affordable Care Act and immigration reform. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.